So one, if someone calls you about Medicare that you didn't ask to call, it's illegal.
Okay.
It's actually illegal, depending on what their situation is specifically, kind of guide them, because Medicare is a maze. And I feel like they make it confusing on purpose. I've learned that going through it with my husband, because he started his Medicare journey at the ripe old age of 42. And we're already 65 and we didn't do anything. And we're 3 months after and we're a year after. Sure. That is where people can run into having lifetime penalties. Use an expert, because I'm not going to try to do my own taxes. I have a tax person. I'm not going to try to defend myself in a court of law if I needed to. I'm going to hire an expert. I'm going to have someone. I'm going to use that expert in that.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it. You're busy. But it only takes 2 seconds, and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now. I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Kozort, and we're here today with Angela Kidd. Angela, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Angela Kidd, Angela Kidd Insurance. We make sense out of the nonsense with health insurance. And I got started in everything about 4 years ago, almost.
Excellent. Excellent. So as you mentioned insurance is one of those things that some people love to learn about and other people love to have someone else tell them about so they don't have to learn about it. Yes. You work specifically in health related insurance. Is that correct?
It is. I specialize in Medicare, but anything that's individual, that's not group insurance, I'm your girl.
Okay.
But I got into Medicare, into that realm back in 2017.
Got it. So Medicare, you know, is one of those areas where a lot of people have questions and they need someone who can guide them because there are a lot of options. Do I find that to be true?
Yes.
So as you're looking at, for instance, let's take a scenario. Let's say somebody is just turning 65. They're just looking at Medicare, or maybe they're not quite 65 yet. What are some of the things they need to be aware of and they need to be thinking about?
So the biggest thing that people miss out is the timelines of things. Either they're too early, too late, they get penalties that can last lifetimes. That's some of the biggest pitfalls. I always recommend at least 6 months ahead that is the first conversation, because we can start having that conversation to start that prep. And if they, depending on what their situation is specifically, kind of guide them, because Medicare is a maze.
Sure.
And I feel like they make it confusing on purpose. And then they add in all of the chaos that is around it, that we try to help people navigate that.
Sure.
And find their pathway, because everybody's pathway is different. Mm-hmm. What makes sense for one might not make sense for somebody else.
Right.
And I've learned that going through it with my husband, because he started his Medicare journey at the ripe old age of 42. Mm. And so I had to figure it out for him. So now I help other people figure it out.
Got it. So you said 6 months ahead. 6 months ahead of what? What are some of the things that would cause someone to begin to need and or qualify for Medicare?
Them one turning 65. So 6 months ahead of their 65th birthday, they can at least have that conversation of, hey, I'm going to be 65 sometime in the next year. If they're in their 3 month window before they turn 65, they can actually enroll into their Medicare A and B if they need to.
Got it.
If they don't, if they're still working and have employer group either through them or through a spouse, then they can enroll in A and delay the B. There are many different layers to that. Sometimes somebody doesn't need to do anything.
Sure.
Because of dynamics with their work insurance. So just depending on what someone's individual situation is, but anytime in that 3 to 6 month window is a perfect time, because if we go beyond and we're already 65 and we didn't do anything and we're 3 months after and we're a year after,
sure,
that is where people can run into having lifetime penalties.
Got it.
And we want to help people avoid that.
Absolutely. So when someone comes into your office and they have, they're 64 and a half and they have no idea anything about Medicare, what are the first questions typically turn out to be?
One, do I need to enroll into Medicare? What do I do if I do? If they're working, that impacts a lot. If they're going to stop working, how much their employer group insurance even is can impact things. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes people can come out less by coming off that employer group and going to Medicare, because employer group has gotten expensive. Yes. So there's, especially in today's world, it's not as cut and dry as it once was.
Okay.
So that is where that just conversation of having, hey, are you going to still work after 65? Yeah, you're going to work till 70. Great. You've got great employer insurance. Then we can enroll in A and delay that B, but we can also still make sure you have all of your things that you need to have covered now at a younger age to make savings on that, because some coverages can get higher the older you get.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
Okay. So you've mentioned A and B. What are all the letters that are involved in Medicare?
Medicare is very much an alphabet soup, but that is where when you learn your ABCDs, then you can just about master it.
Okay.
And they thought really, really long and hard when they named the parts of Medicare. Okay, you ready? A, you have been admitted to the hospital. So okay. A is your hospitalization coverage. B is your basic medical. It's your doctors, your outpatient, your durable medical supplies, even some prescriptions. So A, you've been admitted to the hospital. B is your basic medical. And that is what comes on somebody's Medicare card.
Got it.
Part D of Medicare does one thing and one thing only, drugs.
Okay.
And that's all that D does. So your A, B, and D make up the traditional side of Medicare.
Okay.
And then part C of Medicare combines those three into one plan through a private insurance company.
Okay. So why would someone go with part C and go with private insurance versus the standard?
Different reasons. Sometimes it's financial. When all of Part C was created, it was originally created because it helps some people that are lower income. Okay. It can help because you're not paying a monthly premium in addition to your Medicare. Instead, you pay copays on services as you use them.
Got it.
Perfect place for it is someone that's under 65, like my husband. Because when you're under 65, the part of Medicare, the Medicare supplement that fills in the gaps that A and B have, because A and B is at best 80-20 coverage.
Okay.
And it has no max out of pocket. So a Medicare supplement fills in that gap. That's why they're also some kind called Medigap plans.
Okay.
But that particular coverage is very expensive when you're under 65.
Okay.
So for my husband, when he started out, his plan was $250. Mm-hmm. But by the time we took him off of it, it was almost $600
okay.
a month.
Yeah.
So now he has a copay when he goes and uses services to a max out of pocket. That max out of pocket is less than what we were paying in monthly premiums over the course of the year. So it makes more sense financially for us to be over here on this side of coverage now. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that's what happens is that premiums outweigh what max out of pocket is. Sometimes it's just lower income. Sometimes it's people can afford whatever they want to and they would rather start at zero and go from there.
Sure.
But no matter which side that someone lives on, there's going to be things that are not covered that's where those other necessary products come in and fill in those gaps. So like cancer coverage or heart attack and stroke and hospital indemnity to the umbrella coverages to fill in some of those holes that both sides have.
Right.
Even under 65 coverage has, because no matter what, how good your health insurance is, there's always going to be holes in it.
So you've mentioned multiple times the idea of someone who's over 65 and then someone who's under 65. How does Medicare differ when you're over or under 65?
So when you are over 65, that's where Medicare was built for. For 65, when you turn 65, that's your health insurance. Under 65, you are on Medicare due to disability, end-stage renal disease, something like that. So it's you've had illnesses.
Okay.
My husband, in his particular case, he had cancer back in 2015, 2016, and he was auto-approved for disability.
Okay.
After being on disability or being approved for disability for 24 months, your Medicare begins.
Got it.
So we had no idea. We thought, oh, he's approved for disability. He's going to have health insurance. Right. Oh, we were wrong. We learned that the hard way because we were right in the middle of his cancer journey. And we're like, oh, what are we going to do for health insurance? So for a little while, even with him, we had to go to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So it was very much that journey of going through all of that with him. And then I started working for a Medicare supplement agency. But with him, with the under 65, it's very much, it's a disability situation where somebody's gotten on Medicare at an early age.
Sure.
Before 65.
So when someone is, again, we're going to go back to that, maybe that typical case, someone who's just about to turn 65, they're looking at Medicare, they're looking at that Part A and the Part B. What are some of the major things that they need to watch out for? What are some of the gotchas of like, oh, if you had just known this, that would have made things so much easier?
That all Medicare supplements are equal.
Okay.
And that, well, that no matter what company they're from, the coverage is dictated by the letter of the plan, not the company.
Got it.
So no matter what name is on that company, if it's a plan G, it's a plan G. If it's a plan N, it's a plan N. They cannot vary that coverage. A lot of times people get sold on a name.
Got it.
So that's one thing. And then also that with the prescription drug plans, it really is just what fits your needs.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter if it's a $0 premium plan or a $120 premium plan. It's a matter of how it covers their medications.
Right.
And so somebody may be on this med that and to have that plan reviewed every year.
Okay.
Because in which at this point, they're all just going straight through Medicare because right. that is one of the big changes that has come is that a lot of companies and a lot of plans coverages have started saying, oh, we're just not going to use agents anymore. God. And that's where a lot of people get confused as well. It's like, oh, well, they're not using agents. Where do agents get paid? Am I going to have to pay? Hmm. They never have to pay us.
Okay.
Our services, we're kind of like your home and auto insurance agent. We're your health insurance agent.
Got it.
So we get paid from the companies,
okay,
not from the people. So there's never a charge for our services. That's probably one of the biggest myths that's out there is like, oh, right. I'm going to have to pay you. How much yeah. do I have to pay?
Right.
Like, you don't.
Yeah. So for the person who's trying to understand Medicare, I'm gonna throw you a softball here. Should they just accept whatever somebody said on that phone call when somebody called to talk to them about Medicare unsolicited, or should they be talking to a local agent?
So one, if someone calls you about Medicare that you didn't ask to call, it's illegal.
Okay.
It's actually illegal. And they're breaking CMS guidelines. Like there's a whole lot of things that have changed within that line that we can't do. Even here in Mississippi, there have been actual laws that have passed about that. So that is where don't talk to somebody if they're calling you unsolicited. Hang up. They're trying to get you to say yes 6 times. And as soon as they do, they're either going to have enrolled you in something or changed your plan.
Yeah.
The benefits of working with someone local, one, it doesn't matter who you work with, as long as it's someone that you know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. If you can trust that person, then that's what matters. Because right. this is someone that if they're a good agent, they're not just someone that's enrolling you into a plan.
Right.
They are somebody that is going to be there and walk with you through this from the time that you start your Medicare journey till you're not anymore. Right. Like right. We are with our folks from their beginning till, you know, they're until not the until the end. But that is where that having that local agent, because we've got people that will walk into our office and they'll have gotten a bill and be like, hey, can you figure this out for me? Do I owe this? Mm-hmm. And you can't do that with somebody that's sitting on the other end of a phone.
Absolutely. So when you talk about someone who you know, like, and trust in a community, you really want someone who's involved in that community. It's more than just a name on a sign or brand recognition. It is someone who you know what? You see them at the grocery store, you would actually see them and know who they are. So tell me some of the things you're involved in the community here in South Haven and how that's played a part in growing your business.
That is probably one of the easiest things to answer because I have gotten involved in a lot. So one of the first things that I did when I went out on my own was I joined the South Haven Chamber. Mm-hmm. That was the first thing I did. So I am part of the South Haven Chamber. I'm an ambassador for the South Haven Chamber, also the Horn Lake Chamber, member of the Olive Branch Chamber as well. I'm heavily involved in the DeSoto County Business Women. I've been on the board 2 years for that, and I only had to step away because I'm on the board also for our South Haven Rotary Club, and I'm vice president going into the presidency of that. So that is with the Rotary Club, that has taken a big lead because that is one of those things that is service above self, and that is filling in that gap there. And it's kind of with the chambers too, because that is what we are, right? Especially as ambassadors for the chamber, we are the hands and the feet of mm-hmm. the chamber. Mm-hmm. And so, because, you know, our chambers may be very limited in staff, but we are mighty in number and we have voices and can get out there and help other people promote their businesses.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Sure. So someone is, you know, let's say they're in that Medicare journey, and maybe let's switch off of the person who's just looking at it to the person who is, you know, some distance into that journey, and they're just not sure that the person who they've worked with in the past is the person they need to continue working with, or maybe their agent is just no longer doing it anymore, simply because they've retired or they're on their Medicare journey now. How do they find you, and how do they find that knowledge and that insight that will help them walk through that journey every day?
So I am on Facebook. I am all over town. Everywhere you look, I'm around. We are even going to start doing some webinars, thanks to Chad Engelke with the Chamber, with Pure Focus Media. We're working on that. We do educational events. You can find us at expos throughout the year around. Just everywhere.
Absolutely. And your office location is where?
We are actually just right down the street here on State Line Road. We are on 8830 Center Street. So okay. Just right across Airways. Suite 1, been there 2 years now.
Great. So as you're looking at some of the changes, what are some of the major changes that have come to Medicare in the last few years?
Max out of pocket on prescription drug plans is a big one. That is where there used to be a thing called a donut hole or coverage gap that no longer exists, because the max out of pocket on those prescription drug plans does now have a cap of $2,100.
Okay.
It used to not have a cap at all. And so that's been a big change.
Right.
And part of that fallout, it was from the Inflation Reduction Act, but part of the fallout from that has been that those companies that provide those plans no longer pay agents.
Got it.
And we've seen several companies, even on the Part C side, stop paying agents to help people navigate those plans. Mm. And so that has been a big change, is we're, as agents, being impacted by that, because they're saying, oh, we don't need you to help. People can just figure this out on their own. And if you ask anybody, they'll say, how was I supposed to figure this out on my own? That, and why would you want to become an expert in something when you can hire an expert?
That's right.
Or not even have to hire an expert. Right, I'm not going to use an expert because I'm not going to try to do my own taxes. I have a tax person. I'm not going to try to defend myself in a court of law if I needed to. I'm going to hire an expert. I'm going to have someone. I'm going to use that expert in that field because I don't want to have to become it.
Absolutely. So when you're looking at your journey and what brought you into the knowledge that you have in the Medicare space, what are some of the stories that, whether from your journey or from others, from clients that you had, that really are a testament to why working with an expert really matters?
I would say from my own perspective, dealing with my husband, that we could have ended up in a very different situation early on in his journey if we had started out on the Medicare Advantage route.
Okay.
Since we started out on that route, since we did not start out on the Medicare Advantage route, we may have had a better outcome in the beginning because he did still have some surgeries and still, and we would have had a higher out-of-pocket cost. So from our own journey, that starting out on the right foot,
right,
which is a big thing because a lot of people, if they start out on the wrong foot, then they can end up stuck there. Mm-hmm. People can really end up stuck in places that they don't need to be. So that is one of those big things, is making sure that someone fully understands, you know, what your medical history is, what you're currently dealing with, what you may or be looking at 10 years later, or that is that you get that full picture, that it's not just, oh, you answered that phone call and answered a few questions. But that is starting out on that right foot. But if you don't, making sure that you can work with someone that maybe can help you right that ship.
Right.
That can get you into a better situation, that can get you into a plan that where you can go and see your doctors.
Sure.
Because that happens a lot, especially with the Medicare Advantage plans, because those phone calls are rampant. Mm-hmm. They're every day. And people are getting taken advantage of. So making sure that, one, that you're working with somebody that you can trust, and that if you've gotten into a bad situation, that hopefully that we can help get that righted.
So for a person who may be thinking, sounds like I probably need to call Angela, what does that customer journey look like for a person who picks up the phone and says, all right, I need to talk through Medicare. What do I do next? Should they be expecting a hard sell? Should they, you know, what are they going to experience?
They're going to get some education on the front end and go over our client needs assessment to ask them what their needs are, because it doesn't matter what my needs are. I'm working for them, that it's their needs that are the most important. And I want to make sure that they're covered. You know, if they have had a heart attack, if they've had a stroke, if they've had a cancer, if they're currently going through that, I want to make sure that we address those issues up front and know that, hey, we may go into this plan and this may be the plan that you're married to. Mm-hmm. But it's not a hard sell. It is a much, from the educational perspective, that I go over everything. I lay everything out. And we answer all of their questions. And most of the time, it's a multi-appointment. So we don't do everything in a one and done, because we are not pushy.
Well, that sounds like a great way to do it. What has the chamber meant to your business?
Oh, gosh. The chamber has been a pivotal part of my business. One, when I first got started out on my own, I had a whole lot of time because I was starting from scratch.
Right.
So I knew, okay, well, for people to get to know me and who I am and what I'm doing, because I'd been working for somebody else for 5 years. So it was like, well, the best way to do that is through the chamber. Sure. So I just literally started showing up to everything that the chamber did, every ribbon cutting, everything. They had their doors open, I was at it. And just getting to know people and networking and being able to tell people, hey, I'm Angela Kidd, Angela Kidd Insurance, mm-hmm. and help me through the B2B AM shape that we make sense out of nonsense with health insurance. Right, right. Yeah. So it has been a pivotal role of getting who I am and what I do out into the community.
That's great. Well, Angela, thank you so much for being here with us. And thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We encourage you, if you don't mind, like and subscribe. It'll help this episode go farther, which helps Angela and more people learn about a trusted provider for Medicare knowledge in South Haven. But it also helps our channel grow. So if you don't mind, like and subscribe. And thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Cosworth with Wisdom Integrators, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.